This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome to Touchdown, URN Sports Guide to the NFL. It's April and as always, it's Dom with me. We're back on Zoom this week, can't be in the studio every week. But there's been like two weekends of great games. Maybe not so great for Dom and again, not so great for me. Some losses for our teams, but we're going to go through like some of the teams today who are like looking really good, looking like they could make the playoffs, who's sort of going to be the serious contenders at the end of the year. So do you want to pick one team to start us off, Dom?
Okay, so in the game I'm calling contender or pretender, I am going to put forward the Tennessee Titans. Now, on the face of it, it would seem they are a contender. At 6-2, they are clearly a contender on paper. However, Derrick Henry has just been injured and out for the rest of the year. As someone who's had to watch a lot of Ryan Tannehill without a good running back, it is clear he cannot do it. He relies on being able to utilize Henry and then throw over the top when necessary. Now, obviously, Tannehill's come on leaps and bounds, but I remember how good he was with Ajayi in the backfield, Kenyon Drake and people like that. And when they left, when they traded them away, Tannehill just couldn't replicate that. So I'm going to say the Tennessee Titans will make the playoffs. They might even get a win in the playoffs, beating a wildcard team or whatever, but they are not a contender. They're a pretender this year. April, who are you picking next?
I like your points, but I think the thing with the Titans is they are going to make the playoffs because the rest of their division is so bad. They're now like three games ahead of the Colts and they have the tiebreak on them. And then the other two teams don't really exist. So, yeah. The Titans aren't exactly going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So, April, who are you going to go, contender or pretender?
I'll go with a contender. The Buffalo Bills, they lost to the Titans, actually. I think 2 weeks ago now. But since then, they bounced back with a strong win over Dom's team, Miami.
Okay, pause there. It was not a strong win. They should be beating us by more than 15 points, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But I mean, a win is a win. And the Bills seem to be able to just win lots of games. And that's what we have to do at the end of the day. I do think they are a contender. The defense seems to get better every year, like the more time that goes on. So I kind of trust that the defense isn't going to drop off. It's going to stay the same or maybe improve even more. And Josh Allen, he's an amazing quarterback. He can like drag your team up a lot, which can't be said to be the same for every team. I'll go with a pretender at the moment, my team, the Chiefs, because every time we look good, suddenly we look terrible the very next game. We won against Washington, I think, and we scored so many points. And it was like, oh, the offense is back. Yeah, 31 points. And then the very next week, we could only score about 3 or 6, like not a single touchdown in the whole game. So I think the Chiefs defense has always been, sort of a bit of a struggle. But this year, the defense is even worse than normal. And the offense is, I'm going to say, a bit of a pretender because people keep saying, oh, they're the Chiefs, they'll bounce back. But like, they actually have to bounce back quite soon. Like, there's only so many weeks in the entire season. You can't leave it till the last 5 weeks or something. If they don't get going in the next sort of 3 weeks, I know they haven't actually played this week yet. But yeah, the offense is sometimes good, but sometimes terrible. So you can't rely on the offense anyway now with the Chiefs.
I'm going to go for a contender, and it is the Arizona Cardinals. Now, I know they've just lost, and I know everyone's waiting for them to sort of fall apart, and there's no sort of coincidence that I put up a poll, will they go undefeated, and then they lost. There is no coincidence in that. But in the DVOA rating, they are by far the best defense. Defense wins championships. I know there's another team in their division that have got now a stacked defense, but on paper and in the stats world, the Arizona Cardinals are the best. And now their offense is still going. And I think we're all expecting sort of Kyler Murray to sort of fade away in this year, but he's just kept on going. And with JJ Watt still fit, which is a miracle. JJ Watt never makes it past this time of year. And, you know, DeAndre Hopkins playing well. Kyler Murray is just in dreamland. And I'm going to say the Arizona Cardinals are a contender. Now, we're going to move to a pretender, and that is the Cincinnati Bengals, who bungled against the Jets this week.
The Jets.
I mean, as a Dolphins fan, to be now bottom of the AFC East, to that putrid bonfire of a team, the New York Jets, it says a lot about where we are. But to lose to the Jets as a, you know, I think they were honestly playoff hopefuls, and I think they'll still make the playoffs, and I'm not sure they'll get a win. I think they'll be in a wild card position, considering they've now got to keep up with the Ravens. I'm going to say the Bengals are going to be knocked out very early on in the playoffs, but that doesn't mean that's not a successful season for them. I think it's 6 years since their last playoff berth. So I think it's a fantastic year. Joe Burrow's doing fantastically, but if you're losing to the Jets, then you need to have serious words with yourselves, Bengals fans. I just think you are a pretender this year. I think I think it's a lot better than last year, but you're still a pretender to the Super Bowl.
I wanted to speak about this Jets game because the whole game was just mad. Like, the Jets weren't even playing their main starting quarterback, Zach Wilson, who they took him second overall in the draft, and it turns out they were a better team without him this week. They're playing Mike White, who no one has heard of before this week. I think he was like a fifth round pick 3 years ago, and he'd never been seen sort of doing anything ever. And then he came out and he played surprisingly well. Like, I think he did have two interceptions quite early on, but he didn't let that like deter him. He actually sort of made the throws he needed to make. And yeah, the Bengals defense hadn't been too bad. So for someone who was basically an unknown player to come out and, you know, do bits against the Bengals defense, that was impressive. I mean, I also heard that apparently their head coach was like, oh, you never know about, like, is Mike White going to play the rest of the season? Because who knows how bad Zach Wilson's injury is. Like, he's definitely going to be out another week. So Mike White will still be back next week, and let's see if he can do it again.
The one thing I'll say is, because no one has seen him, they sort of had that weird advantage. Obviously, the NFL is so stats-driven, and it's everyone, you look at so much coverage, and everyone goes over the film and over and over and over again. For a complete unknown to do this is not unheard of. It's sort of weird how you almost get transfixed on playing a player rather than a whole system. And I think maybe Wright has just sort of come in and sort of surprised everyone. But I don't think he's the next Tom Brady. Let's face it there.
Yeah, I'm going to go, it might be a pretty obvious one, but they haven't been mentioned yet. The LA Rams, they played a pretty terrible Texans team, as we have spoke about many times. The Texans are basically a team of backups. And the Rams got out to like 38-0 or 38-7. And then the Rams started playing their actual backups for like the whole fourth quarter. So you know you're doing well when you can rest your players and play your backups to end out the game and like save yourself from injury. So the Rams, you were saying earlier about like defense wins you championships, and to some extent like that isn't always true, because even when the Chiefs did win, the defense wasn't very strong, it was just like good enough. But if you do have an elite defense, that can take you far, because yeah, you're going to shut down terrible teams. And then your offense is just going to be able to have all the ball all the time and score loads of points, which is exactly what happened here. I like the Rams offense now that they've got, you know, Matthew Stafford rather than Jared Goff as the quarterback. And I like their sort of, you know, runners. They've got a few good sort of running backs and a good scheme and stuff. So they seem to be like a pretty complete team and they're 7-1. Yeah. So looking like they're definitely a strong contender.
Sorry, I kept butting in. It's because we're on Zoom, but when we don't have eye contact due to the Wi-Fi in both our houses being so bad, so we can't see each other. It's like we're just talking to a laptop, so we can't really make eye contact and guess when someone's stopping. So sorry if that seemed really rude. The Rams are on a four-game winning streak. They haven't lost a game away from home. They've beaten the Buccaneers, the Super Bowl championship. They've got Cooper Kupp, who's on absolute mad form. We talked about it in our last episode, how good he's been. And now they've added with Super Bowl winner Von Miller. And I can't see them losing to anyone. I know they're second in their division, but the Cardinals and Rams is going to be a fantastic NFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to watch that. But
I can see the Rams making it all the way for sure. Yeah.
We need a pretender, April. We need one more pretender.
Oh, let me just have a quick look through some of the other teams. I mean, would people be classing these as maybe a contender? But I don't know, I'll say a pretender for the Saints. Because this week the Saints beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which that's a big statement game. People might be saying, oh, we've underestimated the Saints and stuff. And the Saints record is actually 5-2, which it doesn't feel like that should be the Saints record. It feels like they're a much worse than 5-win team. But they won this game playing their backup quarterback, Trevor Siemian. Somehow they still beat the Bucs, which is very, very confusing. So yeah, people could look at that game and go, oh, maybe the Saints are for real. But I feel like that was just a bit of a too many things like went right for them. It was a bit too much of a fluke. And on the rest of the season, the Saints probably will still get second place in the division, but will they be enough for a wild card? I'm not too sure. But as always with the Saints, they seem to have like the same coaching staff for like the last 20 years. So the coaches know what they're doing. And if anyone can bring, you know, that team up to sort of get into a wild card spot, it probably is those coaches. But I still don't really see it happening. I'm going to go with them as being a pretender.
I'm going to go with our last two picks. Now, controversially here, I'm going to say pretenders, and they're not going to win the Super Bowl. It's the Baltimore Ravens. I don't know. There's something about them that they're missing. I'm not sure what it is. Justin Tucker's starting to miss easy kicks. And when Justin Tucker starts losing his sort of way with kicks, something's never right. And I can just see Justin Tucker missing a last second field goal and it all fall apart for the Ravens in a big game. Now, that is based off a hunch. They're playing fantastically at the moment. Obviously, they got battered by the Bengals, but they have just had a rest week or a bye week, sorry. They've got the Vikings, Dolphins, Bears, Browns, and Steelers and Browns till the 12th of December. That is a pretty easy ride. But as it goes into the rest of the season, it is the Packers, Bengals, Rams, and Steelers. A very difficult, I can't speak today, April. I can't speak. Sort of end to the season. I'm going to say they're going to lose a major player. Justin Tucker's going to miss a field goal. And that will be it for the Baltimore Ravens. I just can't see them winning this year. But my final contender for this year is the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers has to do it. He has to do it. I think he might be almost have the Tottenham in him. He can only win a trophy in the year with the one at the end. He deserves more trophies. He's only got one Super Bowl. It's been 10 years since their last. He's got running backs, Jones playing well. He's got every sort of weapon he sort of wants. And I don't think he asked for those weapons, but he's got them now. I'm going to say the Green Bay Packers will win their fourth Super Bowl ring with Aaron Rodgers' wisdom leading them to the end.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. Like the Packers, they've done well. They have, again, you know, a fairly decent defense. And with Aaron Rodgers, they can always do things on offense, whatever players they have around him. So now we're going to go on to the little game part where Dom is going to try and give me some clues and I'm going to try and guess the player. I have a bad feeling it's going to be really hard this week.
It's not hard. Also, you've got a very big show this Thursday, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been preparing for my show on Thursday, the women's sports show, 6 to 7. Please listen in.
Yeah. And also, isn't it your birthday tomorrow?
It's a big week. Yes.
Big week. So I'm going to give an easy one here. This is your birthday present from your own. We're so kind. This player has 186 completions this year.
Okay, so it's going to be a quarterback. That's sort of the first clue. 180. And there's been 7 or 8 games, so that's like...
Maths.
Some quick maths. That was like 24 or something. Seems that's okay. Pretty decent. Okay. Do I have to do a guess?
For 5 points, you can write one down. Who are you going for?
Let's just do a guess of Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield. Very interesting. Very interesting, April. Very interesting. He has a completion record of 72.7. So he's very good.
Maybe, yeah. I feel like Baker Mayfield has done quite well in some of the games, but there are some days where he's quite bad, so that would bring it down overall. I might go for someone a little, maybe he might be even above 70%, but let's go for Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, very interesting, April. Very interesting, very interesting. Josh Allen is down. Josh Allen is down. Now, he has had 2,276 yards of passing this year, with an average of 8.9 per completed pass. Who could it be?
I might stick with Josh Allen.
We're sticking with the Allen. He has had 17 touchdowns this year.
That's actually quite a lot. Because, yeah, that's like at least three each week. I'm just going to stick with Josh Allen because it still seems feasible. And if I change now and then it is, I'm going to be annoyed with myself.
Okay, final one. His longest throw is 77 yards and he's only had 7 interceptions.
Seven.
Is it going to
I feel like Josh Allen might have had less than 7.
He runs the ball a lot more. He's got better receivers, maybe. But this is all in your mind, April. This is effectively mind NFL, this. This is so complex. This is offense versus defense. This is absolute scenes.
I mean, there's just too many options. That's the thing. You say it's easy, but to some extent, it's just like a good quarterback.
Are they playing for a contender or a pretender, April?
I'm gonna stick with Josh Allen because there was a few games where he had some interceptions, and I've just gone with it now. So let's just stick with Josh Allen. It's probably wrong now.
I'm afraid, April, you are wrong. So sorry. It was Kyler Murray.
I don't remember him having that many interceptions.
No, I don't really know where they've come from. There's only been 3 in the past 5 games for the man, so maybe they all came at the start of the year and just couldn't get... What was their one loss? Who did they lose to?
They lost this week to the Packers.
Oh, of course, yes, they're undefeated. Now, I feel sorry for you, April. I feel sorry.
No, it's all right. I mean, it's not too far off. They are a bit similar style in how they play, at least. Yeah, so let's just look ahead quickly to the next week. We're now, you know, past Halloween. The next big thing is Thanksgiving. So this is sort of like the crucial middle of the season, you know. Some teams might be, you know, by the time we get to Thanksgiving, some teams are definitely going to be out of it. But yeah, your team next week should be a big win because you're playing the Texans. How are you feeling about that?
Well, hope springs eternal, doesn't it, April, with the Miami Dolphins? But I'm looking forward to seeing how we mess this up, to be honest. 7-game losing streak. In fairness, the Miami Dolphins haven't lost a game this year whilst I've been in Bristol, and I'm going back to Bristol this weekend, so maybe that's what's been the problem. So I'm gonna have to go back to Bristol to see if the Dolphins can win. The Chiefs are playing tonight. Obviously this will come out the day or day two after. Will the Chiefs win, April, tonight? Oh, you should beat the Giants.
I mean,
surely.
I hope we do, but the state of my team at the moment, sometimes like,
oh, it must be
it's
awful.
It's away as well. No,
oh,
I know, but
awful.
I just don't trust the offense to score any points at the moment. So if we can win like 17-13, that would be amazing. But if we give up more than about 15 points, we're going to lose the game. That leads on to the next game against the Packers, which is looking like a really difficult game in the week 9 for the Chiefs.
Week 9 is quite a threadbare, actually. There's only 2 late kickoffs, being the Green Bay Packers versus the Chiefs and the 49ers Cardinals. Oh, and the Eagles and Chargers. not that many games. I think teams are starting to get on their bye week. Is there any good games there? I don't think there are, really. I think Bengals-Browns, that's the Pumpkinhead Derby. That's always quite fun to watch. But I don't think, bar Chiefs-Packers, it's a great week for NFL football. I mean, Rams-Titans would have been great if Derrick Henry was playing, but this is the chance for Ryan Tannehill to be exposed as the fraud he was down in Miami. April, I don't know what else to say, really. Are we going to do NFL?
Yeah, no. This is... I've got nothing else to comment. I'm just a bit unfortunate about Derek Henry getting injured. I think I read that he's got a potential ACL, and then also Jameis Winston has got an ACL and an MCL. So let's just hope no more players get injured in the coming weeks, because it's a long season and we want to see the best players.
I think the Dolphins have magically gone against that, and we don't really have many injuries. Obviously, Calvin Ridley is taking time away from football. He's not injured. He's taking time off for mental health reasons. We wish him the best. Atlanta sort of playing meaningless games now, and I think if they lose a few games, it doesn't really matter. If anything, it's going to boost their draft position, but we still wish him the best.
Yeah, absolutely. And you say they're meaningless games, but, you know, every player wants to play and every player in the team wants to win. So to Atlanta, it's not meaningless. And I'm sure he wants to get back out playing as soon as he's able to.
Yeah, definitely.
So that brings to the end this week's podcast. I'm sure we'll be back soon, potentially with another live show. If you ever want to listen in to some sport, we're normally 6 to 7 most weekdays on urm1350.net. And me and Dom will be on Thursday, the 18th of November, with the new live show of Touchdown. And until then, keep it URN.